I've made my living for more than 40 years by using my freedom of speech and working in a free press. No other country on earth has so many liberties in the marketplace of ideas in which I traffic every working day. So I owe the original patriots a deep debt and hope to repay some of it by writing the truth about them and bringing their courageous deeds to millions of readers. It is a mission that is worthy and necessary in this age of declining knowledge about how America became the land of the free. As always in my books of history, there is no political message other than stating the facts. The American revolutionaries were men and women of differing opinion, united against what they saw as an unbearable oppressor, King George. But not every colonial was a rebel. About half the population, called Tories, did not want separation from the crown. That caused a bitter divide that lasted for decades after independence was finally won. In fact, if you travel to Cambridge, Massachusetts today, you can visit Brattle Street and see some of the large homes that colonists loyal to the king lived in. To this day, that neighborhood is called Tory Row. So what side would you have taken? Most of us now would most likely say the Patriots. But back in 1775, the decision was not an easy one. Few thought George Washington and his ill-equipped army could defeat the powerful, well-trained British regulars.